How are you today, Russ?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. You know, the talk. It just seems let youth be served, the new kids on the block, whatever you want to call it. There's something like 10%, which is a rather high number of rookies in the National Hockey League. And certainly a lot of them stealing the spotlight or being big in the spotlight so far.
Yeah, I wrote about it about 2 weeks ago on my website, Sportsology, that I thought that this was the best group in about 10 years. I mean, Connor McDavid aside and certain guys aside, last year's group was really good, but you could go 13 deep this year and not miss a beat. I mean, Patrick Laine yesterday getting the goals he did, tying Austin Matthews, it's amazing, but it really does show it's a young man's game right now. And once you sort of hit that 30 mark in the NHL, if the NHL is going to continue to have draft classes like this, and it probably won't be this great every year, but it'll be pretty strong, then that's going to push some of those older players to either get in better shape, stay with it, or it's going to push some of them out.
I'll tell you what, the scoring right now and the number of guys with 6-7 goals, and as you just pointed out, number of them youthful, do you think we are headed back to prolific numbers? Like 100-point guys, which are rare the last little while, are we going to start seeing this pop back up a little bit? We've got McDavid's got 11, Matthews has 10, Marchessault has 10, Marchand. I mean, are we going to get there? Are we going to have a handful of them this year?
I think you're going to have a couple that will either hit it or get very close, which will be great compared to, like you said, the last few years. So I think a few will hit the mark. I don't think a lot will hit the mark. I still think coaches will catch up, figure out video, slow the game down, figure out how to make it more boring and less goals.
Oh, so you're an optimist.
Well, this is just what, from the coaching perspective.
I know.
That's not what I want.
You're right. It is about coaching. We'll see if they can figure it out. We'll see if they can slow the kids down. I'm not sure they can.
No, and that's a great point. I don't know if they can either, because when you see these guys out there, they really are hard to contain. You know, a guy like Travis Konechny, when he's streaking down the ice and he could just sort of pass it behind him without a second's hesitation, and the guy behind him knows exactly what he's doing, it's hard to defend. I mean, the position of defenseman now is so hard in the NHL, and that's why there's very few trades now for defensemen. That's why in this upcoming offseason, there'll be very few in the free agent market. You know, there'll be a couple, but most every team is holding on to them, and that's why you're seeing the other guys like the Hampus Lindholms get signed, because at the end of the day, you have to pay that price, because if not, you're a team that's going to be left out in the cold.
Here's the other thing, guys, though, with the kids, is not only do you have the speed, but on the flip side of that, even if you try to coach your way against that, is the mistake factor. Like, you just see a lot of, you know, mistakes. Kids turning pucks over and crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, like in last night's Arizona Flyers game, at times it looked like pond hockey, but it was still pretty exciting, except when the referees intervened a little bit too much. There's now a big question about goaltender interference. Like, the interesting thing about goaltender interference is, I get if you sort of get in the way of the goaltender making a save that it should be interference. But now, if a goaltender makes a save like Steve Mason did and his stick is extended out, you can't even touch his stick. So now that's an extra 2 feet beyond the blue area. So they might as well just make the crease like twice as big, because that's where they're heading. It's like the NFL with quarterbacks.
Taylor, as well, you know, just again, I say rookie of the year, but just I wonder if a lot of it, I go back to the way Team North America played in the World Cup of Hockey and the reception it got, right? I mean, even like Peter Chiarelli was kind of kidding that, look, I know Todd McClellan wants to say we got to win a 2-1 game, but they're just not going to do it. And it was kind of fun, and they kind of had success. And I don't know if they kind of, you know, took that mantra and decided we're going to play the system they want, but we also want to get a chance to thrive.
Yeah, I think Peter Chiarelli had it right with that team. Like, he just sort of let them do what they were going to do and just let the chips fall where they may. And it did show something. It did show exciting hockey, and it did show off the youth of the league. And I think that was a big success that maybe nobody's really, you know, talked enough about. But I will tell you, it's resonated with kids, because I see a lot of fathers buying sons Team North America jerseys, getting the kids' names on it. the kids really liked that team and identified with that team. And so that was a big deal. And I think it did give a little spark to the younger players that got to play in that tournament. And I think that's why they did start off so well, because they did feel like they belonged. And so now, you know, we're seeing the impact in the NHL, which I think is great. I think you do need to have this youth infusion, because hockey should be played in a fast, exciting way, and there should be a decent amount of goals.
You brought up the Flyers game a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on with this team?
Hard to say. They moved Konechny and Voracek up to the top line. I think Giroux's playing with a bad back. I do. I mean, listen, he's a point a game, so it's hard to quibble, but he's not scoring, right? There's no goals for him. And so I think he's still dinged up for the World Cup, and I think that's the problem with some of the – and he's not a middle-aged guy, but he's, you know, he's an older guy than guys from Team North America, and I think guys like that who came in from the World Cup dinged up have, you know, been affected for the regular part of the season. As far as the defense – you know, Andrew McDonald, he just had an awful game. I understand he got a goal, but he was out there with like 4 minutes to go in the game, and he was just awful. It was almost like he was stuck in the mud, turnover machine. Like, I just don't understand why Dave Haxtell's had him out late in games. He's been very suspect. I'm expecting him to get sent down when everybody's healthy and everybody's up. So I just... You know, that's sort of hurting them right now, but they have to get through it because they have injuries and Michael Delzato's still in the press box.
You know, Russ, they're going to have these heritage games for the five teams that are celebrating the 50th anniversary. Of course, the Oakland Seals moved on to become the Cleveland Barons, moved on to become the Minnesota North Stars, moved on to become the Dallas Stars. So that's why there's not six. Philadelphia, last night, they do it right. They've always done a great job with that, so must have been a great night. But also Eric Lindros being there, and I know it's old news, but I always wonder about the uneven relationship. I mean, where it is as far as the Philadelphia Flyers and Eric Lindros go. He was there last night, which is good, but where do you think it is?
Well, it's really improved a lot. I mean, there were times where you didn't even see any video of Eric Lindros in the building. Then it started warming up to where there's some video. Then it was, well, he'd come by every, you know, once a year. And then now he's coming by for these events and getting interviewed and everybody's cheering him. And that's the way it should be. I mean, he was a great player in that organization. It's all water under the bridge now. And I think you'll see his number get retired, if not this year, next year, or at least he'll just get the banner. One way or the other, he'll get in the Flyers Hall of Fame and they'll fix all that. I don't know if the number will get retired, but they'll put him in the Hall of Fame. And so I think you'll see that very soon. And it's good to see. I mean, he had a nice little chat yesterday, and the fans loved it. And I thought, hey, you know what? That's good for Eric, because he deserves that.
Russ Cohen with us, Hockey Prospects Radio. Speaking of prospects, to be the top overall pick, you have to kind of have a sort of soap opera name now. Connor, Austin with an O, maybe Nolan Patrick. No more Jims, Bills, John.
Blame the parents. It's not the kids' fault.
I know. Blaine. We need a Blaine. We're missing a Blaine.
There's no Russ, Gord, Rob.
Yeah, Russ, Gord, Rob, Mike. Anyway, Nolan Patrick, clear-cut guy. Who else is jumping off? What, you been paying attention to the juniors much?
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you got?
Well, yeah, Nolan Patrick's got 9 points in six games. Oof. So he's so far he's the leader. But Timothy Liljegren is a terrific defenseman, Swedish kid. He's playing in second-tier hockey right now over in the Swedish league, and he's a point-a-game as well, 6-foot, 190-pound defenseman. He has a chance of going first overall as well. Ooh. I think what will happen is Patrick will be the lead guy until the World Juniors, and then if this kid lights it up, then things could change based on how the defensemen are in this market and how he's clearly the clear-cut best one in this draft. Kaori Yamamoto is 21 points in 13 games for the Spokane Chiefs. He's got 10 goals. He's almost a goal a game. Now, he is a shorter guy. He's 5'9", but again, we're seeing some of those guys thrive now, and he really is a guy who skates well, scores, smart kid, will mix it up. There's really nothing missing from his game, and so he's just killing it out there in the dub. And then Ili Tovanen, who is just a flat-out scorer, is a point a game right now in the USHL for the Sioux City Musketeers. And he, again, 5'10", but really stocky. Like, he's like 174 now, maybe he's a little higher, and he really has good power. But this guy, when he is flying down the wing, is just dangerous. You give him any room, he will score. He's got a great shot, and he's got a great nose for the net. So those are some of the guys right now that are, you know, you're talking all top 10, and some might, you know, one of them might go number one in Liljegren.
Well, like we said, look forward to seeing the upcoming draft. That's still a long way down the road, but covering all that goes on in the NHL and covering all the prospects. And, of course, we'll catch you this weekend as well. The co-host of Hockey Prospects Radio covers the Flyers Ranger beat, Russ Cohen, joining us this morning. Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, thanks. And, Simmer, if I get another dog, I'll name it Blaine.
Nice. Oh, hey, there you go.
That's right. He hadn't asked about the dogs yet.
Okay, I think you should name it Simmer.
We'll let the dogs out. We'll, we will get on that. Thanks very much, Russ.
All right. See you guys.